Next case, please.
The next application is 11901. Mary L. Harrington seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-34B and 115-182D of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Keenwick Road, approximately 672 feet south of Cedar Road. The 911 address is 38193 Keenwick Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax district is 533, map 20.09, parcel 68.01. Specifically, they're requesting a 5-foot variance from the front. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition. We did receive 2 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mary Harrington. My home or the beach address?
Whatever mailing address you'd like us to use.
10 Majestic Court, Wilmington, 19810.
Okay, wait right here. Mm-hmm. Can you step up, sir?
Ron Harrington, 915 Wilson Road, Wilmington, Delaware, 19803.
Okay.
And Dave Baker, my address is 3860 Evelyn Drive, Wilmington, Delaware, 19808.
And do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And when you go, just state your name for the record. And ma'am, we do have a copy of the responses. We tried to track you down before the meeting tonight. This is a copy of your responses that you gave to the board initially. So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, folks. I'm Dave Baker. I'm helping the family through the process of getting permits and things like that because I'm kind of familiar with the construction process. So the issue as it came up was there's a discrepancy between the setbacks required by the Homeowner Association in Keenwick and those required by the county. Mrs. Harrington is requesting the variance for a 25-foot setback on the front yard to conform with those Homeowner Association restrictions to make up for the fact that there's a 20-foot difference in the rear, a 20-foot setback in the rear required by the Homeowners Association as opposed to the county's 10-foot setback.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Mills, I'm going to start with you. Do you have any questions?
Yes, can you address the standards for granting a variance?
Yes, the standards here, basically, the existing house is getting too small for their family, so the uniqueness of the property, I think, comes from the difference between the Homeowners Association setback and the county setback, and the house that they need to build to, you know, basically accommodate her children and their now grandchildren, you know, won't fit within the combination of the county and the Homeowner Association setbacks.
Okay.
So are we talking about building a new home or adding
a new home? Yeah, the existing home is going to be demolished and they're going to build a new home.
How many square feet?
It's approximately 1,500 square foot per floor, three
looks
floors,
like
so.
5,091, or is that the lot size?
That's the lot size.
Okay.
That's where is that the?
The footprint of the home would be 55 foot by 30 foot, so that's right around 1,600 square foot, I believe.
Times three?
Mm-hmm.
How many bedrooms?
Five.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
4,850.
Let's see. So I went over 1 and 2. And the requirement number three, not created by the applicant, is because of the difference between the two setback standards. And it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood because we're actually trying to conform to the neighborhood standards. And there are several other properties in the neighborhood that that have the 25-foot front setback instead of the 30. And this is the minimum variance that would be required to conform to the neighborhood standards.
Yeah, I don't know if that convinces the others. I'm not sure it does me.
Mr. Edson?
What size or square footage is the existing home?
The existing home is a two-story home, and it's, I think, 2,400 square feet, if you don't include the screen porch.
And when was it built?
Or no, I'm sorry, it's 1,800.
Do you know when it was constructed?
It's about 45 years old, okay, and so it looks it.
So it's dated then?
Yes, yeah, very okay. much so.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Is the house on pilings?
No.
No? Have you ever considered changing anything else if this variance doesn't pass? You gonna change any of your plans up?
I guess the house could be changed to conform, but they would have to lose a bedroom, which would, you know,
defeat the purpose
of building the new house. So.
No other questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions.
Well, I do.
Okay.
We're talking about 5 feet by 35 feet, is that correct? You're asking for additional 5 feet to the house by 35 feet?
The additional 5 feet in the front of the house.
Okay. So how do you get a bedroom out of 175 square feet? Or... Are we multiplying that times three, and you're going to have a portion of bedroom in each floor? Or I'm not quite understanding.
Right, there's going to be two bedrooms on the first floor.
One on the first floor, and then three on the middle floor, and then one on the third floor. And and this is just going off the architect's preliminary plans that he had drawn up for them based on. The county setbacks would be a 60 by 30 house. There was room for, three bedrooms, bathrooms to go with those, and then just a small common area on that floor. So if they had to shrink the house to basically a, I'm sorry, a 50-foot by 30-foot wide house, there wouldn't be enough room for the three bedrooms on the second floor.
You could cut something else out there, right?
What's that?
You could shrink something else up.
The problem is not on that floor. With the, you know, living area on the third floor, there is room to shrink that floor, but just to be able to get those three bedrooms and a, you know, small common area and the bathrooms required.
What's on the first floor?
First floor is a bedroom, some storage area.
That's it?
A common area, like a living area.
But your living area is on the second floor, right?
Right, there's a living area on the third floor and on the first floor.
So you could change tighten one up, put another bedroom down there to loosen that up. So you
meaning?
First floor.
Okay, so meaning the living area on the first floor.
All together?
Entirely.
Entirely. If you put another bedroom down on the first floor, you lose all your living area.
Right, yeah, that would be possible. But then you're looking at, you know, three different families sharing one living area.
Mm-hmm.
The current house is, I think your testimony was that it was 1,800 square feet, and you're proposing 1,600 square feet per floor.
4,800.
Right.
So we've got a 3,000 square foot difference to add three bedrooms.
And an additional living area.
How big is the living area?
You have the space to double the square footage.
Bless you.
The 3,600 with the 30 by 60. 30, no, that's not right.
No.
30 by 60 is 18. 36. 70, so you actually have the ability to make it even larger.
To conform to both the county and the neighborhood setback, it would be the entire footprint for the house could be 30 by 50.
Well, okay. Have you talked to the association about? We don't enforce deed restrictions or covenants. So have you talked to the association about an exception to their rules?
Yes, Ed Grady.
And what was their response?
He was fine.
No, he's saying if did you talk to him about instead of conforming to their 20-foot setback,
he said no.
To conform to their 10-foot setback in the rear. So okay. That you would be closer to the canal.
Oh, okay. He didn't. You can't do that.
I mean, according to them, that's one rule that
they
won't break.
Right. They won't budge on that.
They don't want to ruin any of the other neighbors behind you their view of the bay.
Right.
So going out the backside, they won't allow for.
Okay.
That's why we need to do the front.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Mills?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Trump, you have a question?
Yeah, do you have any flooding on that property?
Actually, no.
It's actually outside of the flood zone, believe it or not.
So that's why you're not going up at all on pilings or
right,
anything?
Right, that's why I won't be.
Yeah. Oddly enough, we aren't. There's a few of us that don't have that problem.
Yeah.
In 45 years, there's never been any flooding there.
Yeah. Lucky.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky.
44 years. 43?
No, 42.
42 years.
The front yard, in looking at that tax map, it's tough to tell, but does your front property line match the edge of paving, or is there a gap there?
There's a small gap. I think.
How small is a small?
Here's
5 feet, 10
yeah,
feet?
Yeah, I'm looking at the survey here, the existing property, and obviously you can't scale it, but it's. And I think you guys have a copy of this here, but it looks like it's roughly 8 to 10 feet from the road to the property line.
How close is the existing dwelling to the front property line?
The existing dwelling is right at the 30-foot setback. And then there's existing pavement. Existing concrete walkway that's out from the front of the house.
Did you have you talked to any? I know you said you talked to the homeowner association. You talked to any of your neighbors about it?
Just the direct neighbors on either side.
What was their position?
They're fine with it. We're good neighbors with them, and they're fine with it.
Did you look at any options trying to fit it within the envelope?
Right, because the architect, when he went over the original program with them, was based on the 30-foot setback from the front and the 10-foot from the back. And then, once the homeowners association wouldn't allow that 10-foot rear setback, I had to go to the 20-foot rear setback, then they, eliminated some space and condensed things down. But the architect said he would have a hard time condensing it down further without losing any of the rooms.
Mm-hmm. So no further questions.
Ms. Cornwell,
okay.
Ms. Cornwell, can you zoom that out a little bit? It looks like the red roof is a little closer to the lagoon than the rest.
I think that...
Well, I mean, that's...
Back, and then back in.
Built around the same time as your guys' house.
Actually, I think that the red roof, it was built before ours.
Okay.
The neighbors...
It also extends...
You can go back in.
Towards the street as well, it looks like.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Carmen.
Okay.
So you'd be, you're just going to be losing a bedroom. If you get it, if this get that nod, you lose a bedroom, right?
Be all, okay.
Unless you change that up and change living spaces and bring it to bedrooms. You're going to make a choice, the bedrooms or living spaces, I guess.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
You don't get to prove it, okay.
Okay, hearing no further questions. All right, excuse me, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I guess, Mr. Calloway, I don't know if the person in favor wished to speak or not. If you do...
He wished to speak, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just, my son Brandon.
You need to be sworn in.
No, you got to be
sworn in. If you want to speak, we'll have to swear in.
Okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Nikki Harrington, 915 Wilson Road, Wilmington, Delaware, 19803.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, no.
This is my mother-in-law, my husband, and this is our grandson, and so we're wanting to get the variance for our growing family so that we can all not be on top of each other and have enough space so that it functions for all of us and even for him when he gets older.
Aww.
So the house has been in the family for 42 years, so that's
all right.
Just what I wanted to add.
All right, ma'am. Okay. Anything else, ma'am? Okay. Thank you, then.
Thank you.
Sorry. Okay. Again, then. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if the rest of them like to table this case to the next regular meeting. Have a chance to look at it a little bit harder, a little bit more.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion, excuse me, by Mr. Quirkman, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we table case number 11,901 until our next regular meeting on January the 23rd. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Quirkman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,901 will be tabled until our next regular meeting again, which is on the 23rd. Okay, now that down that the hearing is closed, there'll be no more comment, or no public comments or anything from it. So you can come if you would like, or you can view it online on the internet.
And then okay. We'll find out
the results. Yes, ma'am, it's possible.
So does that mean you would have any other questions for?
There'll be no more. Everything, it's closed as of tonight, sir.
Okay.
But we air on the internet, so you could watch this hearing in 2 weeks. Or if you wanted to, you could call the planning zoning office the following morning for the result.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Have a nice day.